Today, we'd like to see the title of My Staff Beauty in Zechariah chapter 11 and 12. To another word of souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 11, verse 10, and I took my staff, beauty, and cut it into two, that I might break the covenant which I had made with all the people. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2. In chapter 11, 17, were to the worthless or idle shepherd who leaves the flock, a sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall completely wither, and his right eye shall be totally blinded. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 12, verse 5. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. What does it mean in the context? And what can we learn from here? When Persia conquered Babylon in 536 before Christ, Cyrus king allowed the Jews to return to Judah and to rebuild their temple in Jerusalem. So Zerubbabel, governor, and Joshua, priest, returned in the first return with about 5,000 to rebuild the temple. But they were seized for 14 years from 534 before Christ to 520 before Christ by adversaries. As of 520 before Christ, Haggai, Zechariah the prophet, encouraged them to finish the rebuilding act, putting God first or best before any others. Zechariah's first prophecy was delivered in the 2 months after Haggai's first prophecy. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1. In the 8th month of the 2nd year, Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, in the 2nd year of Darius, people were awakened spiritually to rebuild the temple. The prophecy in chapter 7 came in the 4th year of Darius. The temple was being finished in the 6th year of Darius. So it took 4 years to have finished rebuilding the temple in Ezra chapter 6, 14, 15. So the elders of Jews built and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, and they built and finished it. According to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the command of Cyrus, Darius, Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now the temple was finished on the 3rd day of the month of Adar, which was in the 6th year of the reign of King Darius. After the temple was completely, Zechariah prophesied about Israel's future, which described the first and the second coming of Jesus Christ from this chapter 9 to the last chapter 14. Some prophecies were fulfilled, likely by Alexander the Great, before about 500 years later the Messiah came. This chapter 11 is about the desolation of Jerusalem in 70 AD after Jesus' crucifixion. And chapter 12 is about the deliverance of Israel throughout the present time. 1, 2, 3, open your doors, O Lebanon, that fire may devour your cities. Wail, O cypress, for the cedar has fallen, because the mighty trees are ruined. Wail, O ox of Basan, for the thick forest has come down. There is the sound of yelling shepherds, for their glory is in ruin. There is the sound of roaring lions, for the pride of Jordan is in ruins. Rome armies in the sound of roaring lions invaded through Lebanon, the north to Israel, against Jerusalem, with tremendous slaughter in 70 AD by Titus. All around the things were destroyed, such as cypress trees, oaks of Basan, thick forest, shepherd's glory, and Jordan's pride. Verse 4 to 6. This says the Lord my God feeded a flock for slaughter, whose owner slaughtered them and feel no guilt. Those who sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. And their shepherds do not pity them. For I will no longer pity the inhabitant of the land, says the Lord. But indeed I will give everyone into his neighbor's hand and into the hand of his king. They shall attack the land, and I will not deliver them from their hands. The shepherds feed the flock for slaughter. The owners slaughter their flock without guilt. And the sellers care only own richness, regardless of the flock's sake. No shepherds have compassion on the flock. Likewise, God has no longer compassion on Jews. In history, there are a million Jews who were killed by not only Romans, but also by other Jews, the neighbor mob, looter, or their king. The Jews who did survive were sold as slaves into other countries. God allowed it so because Israel rejected the Lord and committed sin. 7-9, so I fed the flock for slaughter, in particular the poor of the flock. I took for myself two staffs, the one I called Beauty, and the other I called Bonds, and I fed the flock. I dismissed the three shepherds in 1 month. My soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. Then I said, I will not feed you. Let what is dying die, and what is perishing perish. Let those that are left eat each other's flesh. God allowed the flock to be slaughtered. God took two shepherds' staffs and named the one as Beauty and the other as Bonds. God cut off their three evil shepherds who hated God and were hated by God in 1 month. The three shepherds were not known in history yet, but were likely their leaders, such as the high priest, the rulers of Jews, and their governors, who were cut off when Rome conquered the land. In the horrible siege of Titus, the Roman general in 70 AD, Hungary Jews died, and some of them turned to cannibalism. Verse 10, and I took my staff, Beauty, cut it into two, that I might break the covenant which I had made, perfect tense, had made with all the people. God said, I will be your God, and you shall be my people, as long as they obey his voice. But when this step Beauty, Jesus Christ, who had been sent by God, but was crucified, cut up, cut a son through them, God broke this covenant, Jeremiah chapter 7, 23. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice. I will be your God. You shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Thank you. verse 11. So it was broken on that day. Thus the poor of the flock who were watching me knew that it was the word of the Lord. The faithful remnant, including his disciples, knew God's word. Verse 12 up to 13. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they waited out for my wages, 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter. That priestly price they set on me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. The 30 pieces or shekels of silver were the price paid to the victim, gold, or stricken bloodily by an ox. This price was the wages of God, or the Son of God, the beauty fulfilled by Judas Iscariot, who received the amount for betraying Jesus and later returned it to the chief priest, who bought the potter's field for the stranger's graves. As Zechariah delivered God's word, as Jeremiah had delivered his word earlier. The cross reference right here, verse 14. Then I cut in two my other staff bonds, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. The bonds, the union between Judah Israel broke, as well as schism, division, such as in New Testament time. 14 up to 18, 15 up to 16. And the Lord said to me, next take for yourself the implements of a foolish shepherd, for indeed I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those who are broken, nor fear those that still stand, but he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hubris in pieces. God allows Jews to take tools or operations of foolish shepherds, not to care for dying, the young, the injured, and the surviving Jews, but to take own profits out of the victims, like eating the flesh of the fat sheep and tearing off their hubris. Verse 17. Woe to the idle shepherd who leaves the flock, a sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall completely wither, and his right eye shall be totally blinded. The coming Antichrist is called here the idle or worthless shepherd. God will finally handle him. Like against his arm, his right eye, and his right eye. The Antichrist is called in the scripture by many different names, the son of perdition, the man of sin, and the beast, and he's going to be a world ruler. As long as the influence of the Holy Spirit is in the world, in the church, the Antichrist cannot be revealed. I think he's in the world today, probably one of the prominent figures in the world today. I do believe where he will soon be revealed, but I am looking for Jesus Christ to come and to take me to be with him in the air. That is cross-reference right here. Now chapter 12, 1 to 2. The burden of the word of the Lord against or for Israel. Just says the Lord who stretched out the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding people when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that city that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all people. All who heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. Here is the word of God for Israel. God stretched forth the heavens, the God who laid the foundation of the earth and put his spirit, the spirit of man within him, on the Pentecost of Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension. Since Israel was declared a nation on May 14, 1948, all surrounding peoples have attacked Israel like drunkenness, such as Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt. Today, even Hamas and Hezbollah against Judah and Jerusalem. But God has preserved Jerusalem as a very heavy stone, or an immovable stone, against all surrounding people who are scattered away in pieces. Verse 4, in that day, says the Lord, I will strike every horse with confusion and its rider with madness. I will open my eyes on the house of Judah and will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. Now this is a great victory against Jerusalem. It is Armageddon where God will handle the Antichrist and anti-Semitism nations by striking every horse with confusion, its rider with madness, and striking every horse with blindness, and by putting his eyes on the house of Judah. Verse 5, and the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength in the Lord of hosts their God. Then the Lord on white horse stands on the Mount of Olives with his armies. When the governors of Judah say themselves, our strength in the Lord of hosts. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. 6 to 9. In that day I will make the governors of Judah like a fire pan in the wood pile, and like a fiery torch in the sheaves. They shall devour all the surrounding peoples on the right hand and on the left. But Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in home place, Jerusalem. The Lord will shave the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall not become greater than that of Judah. In that day the Lord will defend the inhabitant Jerusalem. The one who is a feeble among them in that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like an angel of the Lord before them. It shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. God steps in once more into history to defend his people Israel against the invading armies. The Lord makes the governor of Judah like a fire pan, a fire torch against all the surrounding peoples, saving the tents or houses of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. God's judgments will come against the nations that attacked against Jerusalem. That's cross-reference Revelation chapter 12, verse 6. Verse 10, and I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitant Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieved for him as one grieves for a firstborn. When the Lord set his foot upon the Mount of Olives, and God would give to them the spirit of grace and the supplication. The Spirit convicted them to know his freely given unmerited favor to salvation, and his supplication of a place protected from the Antichrist, and they will look upon Jesus, whom they pierced, mourning and grieving for Jesus, the only Son, the firstborn of God. All the people on the earth during the Great Tribulation will realize that Jesus, the man who was oppressed and killed for all people's sin, but 144,000 Jews and other Gentiles to be beheaded will repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Because the present believers will be caught up, then the present believers will be caught up with the Lord, called the raptures in the air, before the great tribulation. That all cross reference right here. 11 up to 14. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like a mourning at Hadad Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo, and the land shall mourn, every family by itself, and family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, their wives by themselves, the family of Shimei by itself, their wives by themselves, all the families that remain, every family by itself, and their wives by themselves. Hadar Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo could be the place where King Josiah was killed, and his people, such as the family of David, their wives, the family of Nathan, their wives, family of Levi, and their wives, every family, and their wives greatly mourned. The plain of Megiddo is likely the place of Armageddon, or the cross reference right here, 2 Chronicles, chapter 35, 22-25. We covered all three questions. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2024. Also, we reopened the 2023 Recall 2024 Ready Service on December 30th, 2023. That's a Saturday. Because 31st is Sunday, that's why it's a Saturday at the Veteran Chapel, Roger Hill Memorial Park Gates. So if you have a time over there, it's at 10 o'clock. So brunch will be freely provided if the Lord permits. Keep on praying and love for the missionary of a Pastor Training Association for Asians right here, Jim Davis and Jim Davis wife. Right here, mission report, you know, all of them. Can you read them? Also, many people ask the question, while I went to Italy and Greece and Turkey mission trip to see Disciple Footstep Tour, that time many people still asking quite how many members or offering are at CCAH. That answer right here, all the question right here, you may click on, you may see that. Soli Deo Gloria. Every glory to the Lord. God bless you.